You are listening to the Riverfront Church Podcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
Hey, Riverfront Church, and welcome to our podcast. It has been a minute since we've recorded a podcast, but so excited to have Jeremy Hebel and Elise Bordolato on for our conversation today. Friends, these partners in good community work come to this conversation all about entrepreneurship, this theme that we have been wrestling with a lot at Riverfront, what it means to be entrepreneurs ourselves, whether we are in the faith realm or the music world, or whether we are chefs around the table. This entrepreneur spirit, this spirit of something new, this spirit of creativity that I think has been a part of Riverfront from the very beginning, is especially sparking up now with the Wilmington Kitchen Collective and with our community just supporting so many musicians. And so we're really excited because Jeremy and Elise are hosting and running a entrepreneurial summit that will happen here in a couple of weeks. And so, Jeremy, Elise, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. I wonder, just to start off, what brought you both to this type of work? So maybe not the work specific, but this type of work. Why do you say yes to this?
Well, I guess I can start. I am an entrepreneur. I have been an entrepreneur since 2011 when I started Gable Music Ventures with Gail Dillman. And, I am always kind of had that entrepreneurial thinking, just trying to figure out different creative ways that I can make an income for myself instead of working for others. I had a lot of different jobs and never really felt settled in really any of them. And it wasn't until I started doing 150 things at once that I was like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And when I did decide to step away from entrepreneurship for the purpose of starting a family and turning some attention to my personal life, I still wanted to be involved in the community in some capacity with all the relationships that I had made. And fortunately, the Newcastle County Chamber had this position available, the program manager for the Emerging Enterprise Center. And just through, I think, some really fortunate, God is very active in my life right now. So I feel like, I just was very lucky and very fortunate that this position was available right as I was looking for a job, and found myself with this ability to kind of coach entrepreneurs in the incubator and work alongside of Elise, who has been teaching me an incredible amount. And as for event work and event production, this is just, that's what I do. It's what I've done for a long time, and it's really what I love. So, Elise.
All right. So for me to share a little bit about kind of what brought me to this work. So for the past, I would say almost two, well, first I am new to Delaware. I moved to Delaware a little bit before the pandemic with my husband, and we were from the DC area. So I've been working for almost close to two decades, which I hate to say that, helping nonprofit cultural institutions and startups create like really data-driven strategies to help grow their businesses. I personally have been a front-end developer and a digital strategist. So I would take outside consulting work, as well as I did start a creative events business in DC. And I just really think that, especially for women, there is limitless opportunities when it comes to entrepreneurship. And I really enjoy supporting those who really want to start a business. And I feel like entrepreneurs are a rare breed, because I feel like they're like free solo climbers. You are really taking all of your energy and, overcoming a lot of fear to become an entrepreneur. And I'm really happy that we're kind of that support system that helps keep cheering them on to that next summit.
Yeah, I just met with a new culinary entrepreneur today who will likely start renting space at our second location of the Kitchen Collective. And it's just really exciting to see that space continue to grow. And I realized today in this conversation that it had been a while since I had done like an intro conversation with someone, because our program manager, Katie LeCocq, typically takes those meetings. And it was just so energizing to like have a one-on-one conversation with a small business owner who is working inside of another restaurant business and has gotten so much of his training from there, but is really trying to launch this new product himself. And that spirit, Elise, that you were talking about of collaboration and of support, I think over and over again, we hear from our entrepreneurs how exhausting and how isolating this work can be. And so it's just so energizing for me to be able to be in those spaces of collaboration and of creativity, of those like relationship building moments where we're not competing with one another, but really learning from one another.
And I think we have some exciting news to share in terms of the Wilmington Kitchen Collective. I know Hybrid Bakery is working on becoming part of the Wilmington Kitchen Collective, and they're going to be a finalist in the Astir Swim with the Sharks pitch competition.
Yeah, super exciting. I had not heard that news about Hybrid. We are really excited about them. They're coming on board at our Grace Church location and have just been a great addition to this community. They've like jumped right in with so many of our learning opportunities and our collaboration. And so that's really exciting. Absolutely. Yeah, tell me more. I know some about this Swim with the Sharks competition, but maybe for our listeners, what is this competition?
Sure. So, well, we're very excited. And Jeremy is going to kind of go into this year's Delaware Entrepreneurial Summit, which will culminate in the 10th annual Swim with the Sharks pitch competition. So it's our 10th year. And we're really excited to share that we're going to have five finalists compete for a $10,000 grand prize, plus additional prizes. And the $10,000 is provided by Newcastle County Office of Economic Development, NCC Initiative, or NCC Innovates Initiative. And then we have a $2,500 runner-up prize that was provided by Harvard Business Services, and a $1,000 People's Choice Award, which all semifinalists and finalists can compete for, which was provided by SCORE Delaware. So this competition, they'll be pitching live at the Queen on October 4th at 6 p.m. And it will again be a culmination of our fifth annual Delaware Entrepreneurial Summit.
And it's very much a Shark Tank style, you know, kind of thing. So it's going to be really cool. The three judges that we have for that are Stephanie Johnny, who's the executive director for the Peachy Pond Freedom Foundation. We also have Dave Liss, who's one of the managing members of the Delaware Idea Club. He's actually a venture capitalist. And Mac McLeod, from Carvertise. So, and he's a past winner of this one with the Sharks competition. So it's a good group, and we're super, super excited. It was really fun to watch each of the entrepreneurs doing their pitches over the last couple of weeks. And Hybrid Bakery was out of 26, Elise?
27.
27 different entrepreneurs was one of five that is going to move on to do the live pitch. And I also believe that I'm probably going to hire them to just do the catering for our upcoming baby shower, because Noelle and I are both now doing a gluten-free thing, and we love everything about the idea behind this business. So, you know, we gotta support the entrepreneurs. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's some of the there's a lot of parts of my job that I feel like are fun. One of the most fun parts is just getting good food made by good people out into Wilmington, right? Yeah. It's the number of times we get a request for a caterer or a baker, and I'm like, yeah, I've got somebody for you. And so that's really cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I believe DNA Food Services, are they also involved with
Our five finalists are Omni Potential, Hybrid Bakery, LU Sports, First State Direct Primary Care, and 24 HR Truck Services. So it's a very diverse sector of businesses, and we're really excited to see who swims away with $10,000 in prizes.
Yeah, it's a great collection of different businesses. And I know that the whole day is really going to be a celebration of lots of different types of businesses, lots of different types of, and different pieces of this entrepreneurial journey, right? And so I wonder if y'all might just talk a bit about the panels that we can expect on October 4th, kind of what we might expect for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think that I'd love to get into some of the panels. I think that I want to also just kind of give an overview, because it's really, in terms of these professional networking events that typically happen, it's a different spin for sure. And it comes because I'm new into this role. And obviously my background is putting on music festivals. And so I just wanted to kind of apply a lot of what I've learned from especially the Ladybug Festival, and see like, how can we apply a lot of those really fun aspects to a professional networking event? And that was really the concept, you know, and the goal really being just to inspire entrepreneurialism and celebrate entrepreneurialism, you know, with everything that we're doing. So, you know, we are going to do this as a block party. So we're going to close off Market Street between 5th and 6th Streets to vehicle traffic. We're going to have an outdoor stage where the keynote, the opening keynote, which is going to be Chris Buccini, is going to do his. And then also the evening keynote, which I'm super, super excited about, is Carl Shaw and Jamar Rahman from the Wilmington Public Library, who quite literally have earned the nation's highest honor in library service this year, by you know, engaging the community and bringing in just some of the most influential people, you know, that certainly I think have stepped foot into Delaware. And so really excited to hear how those guys kind of came up with the vision and the strategy to do that. And I think that even though they're not necessarily entrepreneurs, I certainly think that entrepreneurs are gonna have a lot to learn from that in that presentation. So one of the things I learned from Ladybug Festival was that, you know, pretty much to a T, anytime I asked people what their favorite part of that event was, it was that there was always multiple different performances happening at once that people could kind of choose from. And so, you know, if they weren't crazy about the artist that was playing Film Brothers, they could step into three other venues and kind of check it out. And they really enjoyed choosing the content that they were taking in. And so again, I wanted to apply that same concept to this type of event. And I think a lot of the times when you go to a summit, not all the time, but a lot of the times it's you know, there's only one option. You know, you're going to take in a panel, and then there's a break or a mixer, and then there's another panel, and so on and so forth. With this one, there's always going to be three options of content to take in at any one time, and three phenomenal venues to take in that content. So all of the panel discussions are going to be happening inside the Queen in Old Town Hall, which is one of my absolute favorite spaces in the city of Wilmington, and in the Copeland Room at the Delaware History Museum. So really fantastic spaces to walk around and experience. I'm hoping to really bring a lot of people into these spaces. Again, I think the entrepreneurial community, I don't know how many of them have even been inside of the Queen to check it out like this. So really, really looking forward to that. The panels are very wide, some of the different topics. We actually have a really phenomenal panel on lifting up the creative class in Wilmington. We've got so many amazing voices on that, but kind of representatives from the film, local film industry, and people that are really working to try and bring feature film into Wilmington, making it easier through, you know, tax incentives and any other, you know, a number of different ways. Molly Giordano, who is executive director for the Delaware Art Museum, is going to be on that panel. Gail Dillman, my previous business partner with Gable Music Ventures, is going to be on that panel. I really can't wait to hear that discussion. I'm really excited about that discussion. We've got an incredible panel called Recipes for Success, which is just going to be stories from local Delaware restaurateurs. That is moderated by Scott Kammerer. He is the owner of Sodell Concepts, and believe he is either currently or just was the head of the Delaware Restaurant Association. And you know, Scott Stein from Bardet is going to be on that. Mike Day from Farmer and the Cow, Xavier Tischetta from Harry's Savoy Grill, as well as I'm really excited to hear, you know, kind of maybe the startup story behind Tamara Earl with Delectables, and Lanis with the Juice Joint. So I mean, there's a very wide array of voices that are going to be on that. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see that conversation happen as well. But I could talk all day about all these different panels. All of them, if you just go to eecincubator.com and click on the Entrepreneur Summit, you know, I'm sure you'll put a link right on here. That way, everything is listed. All of the panelists are on there. All of the full schedule, all of the panels, where they're going to be happening is all on that website for you to check out. So all of the panels are going to be happening from about 12:45 until 4:15. The evening keynote will happen right after that, and there will be a networking happy hour. Throughout all of this, you know, I've gone to this type of event when I was an entrepreneur, when I was with Gable, and the most I got out of it was not typically the panels, it was more just the networking opportunities. So we wanted to make sure we had a really good central networking space that people could be in the entire time, if that's what they want to do, is just network. And so we are having a beer garden, craft beer garden in Wellington Square, which will be open and kind of that central networking space, whether you like beer or not, you're welcome to just go in there and hang out. But we're going to have, again, a very wide array of Delaware craft beer for people to enjoy. Yeah, Elise, what am I missing? I'm talking a lot. I want to give you some.
Well, time. One of the most important pieces is our lunch option is actually going to be local vendors, and we're actually looking to the Wilmington Kitchen Collective and a lot of their vendors to kind of, you know, be present and showcase the food that they're making for the Wilmington community.
Absolutely, absolutely, and registration actually comes with two. Vouchers, which could be used for food or drink, whatever you choose. And so we're going to feed you as well if you want to come on out to this event.
Another really, I think, unique piece is we're going to have a live podcast. So Lee Michaels and Patrick Callahan are going to actually be live streaming their podcast, Battle Scars, Tales from Entrepreneurs. So, you know, we really hope that you know, the audience will enjoy seeing a very live broadcast, and Chris Puccini will be their guest for that podcast.
It's much easier having you on this call, because I feel like every time I am describing this event after the fact, I'm like, oh, I forgot five things that I wanted to say in that moment. So that's great. Thank you, Elise.
Yeah, I think as it's been fun to hear from both of you as this event has been building, right? And as like these different aspects have come into play. And I think, again, the unique aspect of lots of different pieces moving at once. I'm one who has attended many conferences, and I hate when there's just one option. And I hate when there's like, you have to be listening to the main speaker or you're doing it wrong. And so love the fact that there's it's going to be celebrated to hang out and just network, right? And choose your own adventure of an afternoon.
Absolutely. You know, when I was doing Gable Music Ventures, I would frequently kind of put together events that I would enjoy being at. And entrepreneurs, you know, we're scatterbrained. There might be like, we might want to catch 5 minutes of one panel and then go hightailing it to another one and catch up 5 minutes of another. And it's just really nice to be able to move about freely. I think it really helps time pass. And I think it really ultimately ends up in a much more engaged group of people that are at these panel discussions, because they're choosing to be there. They don't have to be there. So I think that's going to be really great for the panelists as well, to have an engaged audience of people there.
And I think attendees are going to walk away feeling like there's going to be so many stories that they're going to be learning from. So I feel like they're going to walk away really energized and inspired and hopefully, you know, ready to take their business to the next level or start the business they've been thinking about.
Yeah. Do you guys see a space, just thinking about some of our listeners who are supportive of entrepreneurs, who are about this community and this spirit, but maybe aren't entrepreneurs themselves? What might be the pull to have them come for the day? What might they get?
It's a great question. And when I first started thinking about this event, it became clear to me that there's a certain expectation from a lot of, you know, chamber members and other people in this community that they come to this event, they want to support this kind of event, and it's important to be seen at this event. I wanted to broaden that. I wanted to actually create something that would appeal to people that, you know, aren't expected to be there really, or just looking to be seen at the event. You know, really the content of the panels is I think the big thing. We're not just sitting here and talking about, you know, the how to avoid burnout or the very typical things that you hear.
Yeah, how to build a marketing plan.
Right, that only apply to an entrepreneur. This is really meant to inspire anybody that might be thinking about stepping into the entrepreneurial space. We have an entire panel called Taking the Leap, which is full of people that were at one point working in a traditional job and decided I'm ready to step out and do it on my own, and have them kind of tell the stories about it. And really, I think a lot of that's what Battle Scars is about as well, is those challenges that entrepreneurs have gone through that have left them battered and bruised. And they're kind of talking about some of the different, you know, things that they had to go through. And, you know, the fact that they're still standing and they're still doing it, it really is inspirational. I think it's also applicable to a lot of other things in life. You know, and, you know, entrepreneurialism is exceedingly difficult. It is, I think, always really inspirational to hear from an entrepreneur that, to a T, every entrepreneur almost has had to overcome massive hurdles, in their personal life and in their business life. And to get the opportunity to hear from them as to some of the things that they needed to get to where they are, I think can inspire people. And I certainly think it's going to lead to very engaged and interesting panel conversations. So I think the very nature of this event, making it a block party, having, you know, food trucks and great food options available, having that beer garden there, really it's about gathering community together. So again, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, you know, maybe you just like hanging out with people and being with people. This block of Market Street in downtown Wilmington is one of my absolute favorite places in the city. Wilmington Square is one of my absolute favorite spaces in the city. The brand new Coin Boutique Hotel is about to open up, so it could be people's opportunity to take a first step, check out that hotel, and check out the first ever, finally, rooftop bar that is going to be in Wilmington, Delaware, which people have been calling for a long time. So yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons, and we put a lot of thought into how we can appeal to folks that are not currently entrepreneurs or a part of this community.
It doesn't matter what position, if you're an entrepreneur or, you know, in a traditional job, whatever position you're in, you're going to walk away. You're going to be hearing, you know, stories from trailblazers and change makers here in the Wilmington area and Delaware at large. And then you're not going to walk away not taking something away from this event, either if it's a connection or something you can take back to your job. I mean, like as Jeremy was sharing about Carl Shaw, this is not just about learning how to do a marketing plan. It's going to be showing you how to take your business to the next level by completely leveraging what you have. And I feel like the Wilmington Library has done just that. So any, you know, if you're a small business or entrepreneur, or you just, you know, are in a traditional job, you're going to take something away that you can bring back to your life.
Absolutely. We have another panel called The Art of Partnership, which I think it doesn't matter what you do. There is an art when it comes to partnering. And the whole panel idea came from a conversation I had with Sarah Crawford, who was kind of like my counterpart for the Women's Business Center for True Access Capital. And we were just fired up and talking about entrepreneurialism and talking about how cool all this is. And I was asking her if she had any ideas for panels, and She was like, well, why don't we do a panel on partnership and it'll be in partner. Here we are, we're partnering through this conversation so we can put this panel together. And, you know, Renata is ended up wanting to be on that panel. I mean, Wilmington Alliance, that's the entire point of Wilmington Alliance, is partnering to create change. I can't wait for that panel. It's going to be a really, really cool conversation. And it came out, I was putting this together every time I would have a conversation with an entrepreneur. I went into it open-minded. I went into it with the idea that this entrepreneur is going to have probably an awesome idea that I can take to make something better about this event. And that conversation with Sarah Crawford was one of the most impactful conversations that I had. And so really, again, very excited about that, because if you can learn to partner, if you learn to even be open to partner, it doesn't matter what you do, it's going to benefit. It's going to benefit.
So I've personally lived in multiple states, and I've never lived in a state that has so many partnerships and it's just so generous. Like, I mean, I feel like Delaware is, I would say that's one of our strengths of starting a business here in Delaware, is the partnerships. I feel like everyone is willing to partner and they're very generous. And I feel like that is only going to enrich your business and, you know, kind of make, that's why I think we're the most fertile state to start a business in, because of our size and our partnership and our location.
Yeah, right. We joke all about like the Delaware way and the fact that we're in the largest city here in Wilmington, but it's also like a small town and a close knit family, right? You like can't go very far without meeting somebody who knows somebody that you know. And again, the ways that benefits new businesses and the ways that there's just so much knowledge. And I agree, the generosity of so many different people, especially in the city of Wilmington, it's just amazing. And we would not have been able to build the Wilmington Kitchen Collective and be able to do all that we are doing at the collective if it was not for our partners, right? If it wasn't for the learning spaces that already existed, that, right, we from the beginning named that we didn't need to duplicate all these training events because there was already training and there was already small business support around QuickBooks and there was, right, there's already like lots of supports built in to our ecosystem here. And so I think we're absolutely at this like really unique space of being able to grow together.
Well put. I'd like to highlight one other panelist that I think I found the story inspirational. She's going to be on the Economy of Creativity. Her name is Kenyetta Raylan. And we were introduced to Kenyetta through Angela Wagner. And Kenyetta is a Los Angeles filmmaker, film producer, who decided to up and move from LA to Wilmington, Delaware, specifically to come here to make a feature film here in Delaware. She visited here, she loved it so much, she thought it was kind of just a golden opportunity, a really untapped resource and untapped space with incredibly beautiful places. And so, I mean, I'm so familiar with, you know, my background in the music industry. It was frustrating to me a lot of the time that, you know, when that professional level talent would come up in Wilmington, it really would seem like we would every single time lose them to LA, lose them to Nashville or Austin. It's hard within our artistic community to retain that talent, that professional level talent. Hearing about anybody that is reversing that flow just gets me amped and inspires me and gets me really excited. And so, you know, there's a lot I could go into. There's at least one person on every one of these panels that I'm just super inspired. And I know that other people will be as well if they come and listen and check this out. It's what it's all about, is how we can inspire people to think differently and to potentially make them realize that maybe entrepreneurialism is something they want to check out. A lot of the people on these panels still have their full-time jobs. It doesn't make them not entrepreneurs. You know, they're still doing their whether it's a side hustle or a business that they've been doing for 10 years while still holding down a full-time job. You know, like, and that in itself is inspiration.
Yeah, we talk a lot about this, right? The like entrepreneurial spirit, even, right? That like being a part of this community inspires that creativity and inspires the collaboration and inspires the risk taking and the possibilities for something new. And I think that is so much of just what brings me joy in this work, is being able to be alongside so many that are constantly challenging me to think outside of the status quo and outside of our like typical ways of doing nonprofit work or doing church. And so I'm excited. I feel like we at Riverfront continue to learn sometimes the most from our culinary entrepreneurs and from our artists and our musicians who are a part of our everyday community. And so I'm excited to hang out with some more entrepreneurs and to, right, we Riverfront celebrates church in many places. And so I think for many of us attending October 4th, it will be a space of worship if we can see the goodness and the divine in that space, just as we do at a Sunday night on the riverfront.
Oh, it'll be there.
It'll be there. I have no doubt. It'll be my challenge for people of did you see the goodness? Did you feel it?
That's really well put.
Any last pieces that y'all want to make sure our community knows of?
I would love to just thank some of the partners and sponsors that, you know, have helped make this possible. There would be no event if we didn't have people that were stepping up and helping. So, you know, Newcastle County Innovates, Char, who is head of economic development from Newcastle County, has been a fantastic partner, not only helping, you know, by providing that the grand prize for the Swim with the Sharks competition, but also sitting on the event planning committee and having just some fantastic ideas for in terms of panelists and panel ideas and things like that. Harvard Business Services was mentioned earlier, but they came in and allowed us to add that People's Choice, or that, I'm sorry, that runners up prize, and actually expand the number of finalists that would move forward into the Swim with the Sharks competition. We also got financial support from ChristianaCare, Diamond State Financial Group, Chase Bank, and the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center. And
the Women's Business Center at True Access Capital.
Thank you. Yes, Sarah also was so excited about this idea. She was like, I don't have much, but I want to give you something. And so she also financially supported the event.
Also grateful for our media partner, Delaware Business Times.
Unbelievable.
And we obviously, as the Emerging Enterprise Center, we're part of the Newcastle County Chamber of Commerce. So we have the chamber behind us as well.
Yeah. Thank you. That's I'm really glad we got a chance to do that. Thank you.
And we would also love to extend an offer to your community. So for those who are interested in joining, if you use the promo code RFC, you can receive 20% off your ticket to the 5th Annual Delaware Entrepreneurial Summit happening on October 4th at noon on Market Street. So we hope to see you there.
Jeremy, Elise, thank you so much. Thanks for your time with us, especially just a couple of weeks before the big event. I know this is the time, at least when I'm planning big events, where like post-it notes are scattered everywhere and there's 1,000 to-do list items. thanks for making this happen. We are so looking forward to the 4th, and so grateful for the work that both of you are doing, not just in this event, but in the long term for entrepreneurs in Delaware and especially in Wilmington. It's fun to create space together. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Riverfront Church Podcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.